Tell it, bro. Well, now you'll know. Kasha is a kasha on the Rambam. The Kesem Mishnah is kasha on the Rambam, but it's also a kasha because the Mishnah brings over there the Sifri, right? With the Sifri. The Sifri also makes this drasha that it splits up Tarishim and Sakh from Ebed Ivri. The kasha on the Tarish Kayan in Parsha Zemur. It says in Tarish Kayan in Parsha Zemur, Tarishim and Sakh lo yoichal, the Pasuk says, Yoichal, if you look on Ebed Ivri, Yoichal Mishuma. What about an Eved Ivri? Someone like Mekesef, you have to Eved Ivri. So it brings the judge to exclude Eved Ivri. What do you mean? What do you bring the judge to exclude Eved Ivri? Tarish v'Sachar are the Eved Ivri. That's what our Gemara says. So we have a kasha both on the Tarish Kainim itself and the Rambam. The Rambam brings down the din that the Tarish v'Sachar can't eat Shuma. And then he said, Eved Ivri, harayu k'Tarish v'Sachar. What do you mean Eved Ivri, harayu k'Tarish v'Sachar? As far as we know, the Tarish v'Sachar. That's a near tzah, and a six-year guy. That is the Eved Ivri. So what's going on over here? So we'll jump around to those places, and we'll learn the Avni Milum inside. Zon to Avni Milum, Banir Alinis Daiti. That was the first place. Yes, that was the first place. Banir Alinis Daiti. The David Kenai Niyesh Rabba Shnekidom. So first of all, we have to understand that there's two levels of Kenyan that the master has in an Eved Kenai, right? We started from Eved Kenai because and Eved Kenayni can eat Shuma. So first, let's analyze what allows the Eved Kenayni to eat Shuma in order to then understand why Eved Ivri does not eat Shuma. That's what we're going to, okay? So how does Eved Kenayni work? So it says, Eved Kenayni yesh rabbi shnei kinyonim, it has two kinyonim. Hakin in echidu kinyin mom and shaboy, ratzulayim shagufa kinyil rabbi, his guf is connected to the rabbi. Hakin in mom and he mamash owns the Eved Kenayni like he owns a shor and chamor. But kinyan hasheni who kinyan itza shabbat. Mutter shabbat kinyan shabbat. Mutter b'shivut kenaynis. The veinu chayv elu b'mitzvus shenosh mechayov et boy. The master also has a kinyan itza in the Eved Kenayni, which means there's a kinyan in him which has enough kamina legabe isurim. What mutter can do, what he's chayiv to do, that's nothing to do with the ownership.
You could say that if a person owns something completely, like his pen, his table, so the rights of ownership are that you can use and abuse it. You like with it, it's yours.
Okay, so?
You own it. So,
yeah.
You can say that this is not a separate.
Sure it is. What I'm saying, a person owns an Eved Kenayni like he owns anything else, yeah? But what they got to do with the Chiv Mitzvah of an Eved Kenayni? Chiv and Mitzvah. Not Chiv and Mitzvah. Can marry a Shifu Kenayni? Can't marry a Shifu Kenayni? These are a lack of status of a Goy or a lack of status of some level of Kedusha. What they got to do with ownership? His Kamar has no Kedusha. It doesn't. I'm saying maybe he owns him, but he stays a Goy. The Torah could have said there's such a thing as buying a goy as an eved to yourself. But he says a goy. There's no halakhic ramifications of gabi his own, right? If the Torah would have said that, we all would have said fine. But you see here, there's something more. There's a kinyan. That's what he means. The kinyan affects. Yeah, the kinyan affects halakhic ramifications in him. The gabi, what's mutter, what he's chayiv in, what he's putter from. And all these things. So he's saying that's that's another level of Kenyan. Right? So he says like this. Umishumhochi, that's why Hamapir Abdoi Shiyotul Khairis Vasu Leslie Rabbi Shum Kenyan Moment, but even if he's Mapir is Evid, and he has no Kenyan Moment in the Evid, Shikabar Zok Ever Batsmoi. They come up and kin is a shaboy like poka. They have to, but I'm not the bishop.
That's the din.
Well, it brings on the bottom that Tosfos and Gittin says so. It's not. It's a machlokes like Rishonim. But at least he's saying that according to the Rishonim, who hold that's true. So you see that there was a kinyan iser made in this Eved Kenayni that's not automatically tied to the kinyan mamon. Meaning I was mapter him.
That goes
and that, oh, so right. So that was the car on the good way when it went to the get shikra, right. Right. It brings to the bottom in a chinami. This din is Machlokes Rishonim. It's not so posh. But the fact that there is such a shita existing means that there is a difference between these two kinyonim. Okay? Umishum hachi, hoika ladayim b'tshumah shizat tonu b'kin yisr shabbat. And he says, because of that, he can also see Truma. Why? Because Truma is totally in the Kinyan Isser. If there's a Kinyan Mammon and a Kinyan Isser, which one does the rights of Nebuchadnezzar to eat Truma depend on? The Kinyan Isser. Now, how does he know that? To bring the Raya. Let's jump to my next expertly tailored quotation. Pinpoint like a Mamish. Like a missile. Viraya Brewer. Viraya Brewer, listen to this.
We rank
it out. What? It was not so potion. It was not so potion. Okay, fine. So the mice. Oh, okay, Shkoyu. Now I don't have to toot my own horn anymore. I just say it to be entertaining. Okay.
We have people there.
Right, that's true. We already have you. Now this, Raya Brura, so this, I think we brought this up at the very beginning of the Sugya. The Tzvi asked about, what about the wife? If an Nebuchadnezzar can eat because it's Kinyan Mammon, so what's it, because Shur and Chamor is owned by the Kohen, so the wife's not owned by the Kohen. Why is she allowed to eat Truma? She says, when Raya Brura nearly needs to eat, the Indian Truma is going to bump the Kinyan Esther Shabbai. But Phil Mandamar could begin a bear in the goof, which again, I don't want to get the coin's wife. I don't want to get into the kid and bear's going to get part so much. May Hodam Minam Bishras become a dukhti, the way Tayra Arusa, Chalus Bachuma. The Xeva coin can yik the nephesh kin and cast boy. I in Perakapati. How do you know that a rooster can eat Truma? Because it says kin and cast boy. It says that the Torah. It says that the Kohen has kin and kasvoy. His kin and kasvoy can eat truma. Umilz of the pshita shena isha knuil about kin and mammon. It doesn't mean he has a kin and mammon in her. So the ma'aseh de'el ba'ila in other midrabanan. Tachas midrabanan mizven herself. The fact that she gives the ma'aseh gedayim, that's only a din to rabanan anyway, because he's mafarnish. Lilo amr in mizven is v'eni oise. Ma'aseh Daim Shalom. And if she says, you know what, I don't want the Tekonis Chazal. I don't want to give him my Ma'aseh Daim, and I don't want him to sustain me. So then she keeps the Ma'aseh Daim. But Arusa, I feel him with your bottom Ma'aseh Daim La'atzma. And Arusa anyway keeps the Ma'aseh Daim. VMK and Eli are Arusa Shumkin in Mammon. The Afilu Aki, the Vakar Achelis with Shumma, and Makaya, Kin and Kaspoy. We still call it the Kin and Kaspoy of the Koyin. So Ashkan Shumtan the Polagawa. That's the din. In came Mavur, La Edger. The Avagab, the whole Kinyan Mammon Shabbat, Gopu Paris Latma. She has no Kinyan Mammon in her, everything belongs to her. We call Makum Kivan Shakinyan Isser Shabbat, Labal. Since he has a Kinyan Isser in her, the Mashim Yucheddes Koy, he made a halachic Isser in her, and now she's only Yucheddes to him. Vasu Akoya Akoya Oil, Mishamashis Ish. Nishamachim, Achilu B'chumah, the Vayt Torah. So you see, it's the Kinyan Isser, as opposed to the Kinyan Mammon. The Vayt of the Kinyan, he has both. But being a Raya from Arusa, that it's the Kinyan Isser that makes the Hester of Truma, not the Kinyan Mammon.
What's the Isser aspect?
By an Arusa. Again, that he affects the Isurim in the Evan.
One second, an Evan Ivri.
Isser doesn't mean it's Osler. Isser means that it's no get. Yeah, right, exactly. So now he's Chayav and Mitzvah. Now he's much of a ship in Kanainas.
And an Eben Ivri.
Oh, so we're getting to. Oh, that's what we're getting to. Hold on, that's what we're getting to. That's the next step. One second. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Very good. Next. Okay, next. So again, it's been the right from Arusa that it's totally in the Kinyan Isser. The Hetzer Tzitzuma is totally in the Kinyan Isser. Now let's see. Makati is from the brewery, yeah? Next, still we have to explain Hod Amran. Hod Amran, the Mapkir Avdoi Oika B'Truma. Oh, that's right, that's it. That's the next question. The Kati is from the brewery. Hadam on the Mafka Abdu Oichab Betrum on the Nakin and Isir Shabai. Ab Alpi Shein Lerab Boy Shum Kinyan Mammon, which is what we're saying. The Chain Barus Oichal is the Bar Tarim Nakin and Isir Shabai. We're saying that both the Abkanaini and the Isha, which are the two people that we know can eat. The reason they can eat is the Kinyan Isir, not the Kinyan Mammon. And we're proving that from the fact that by an Arusa he has no Kinyan Mammon. So the only problem is the crux of Kinyan Kaspoi. Behind the Kinyan Mammon. The Heichi Karin on the Kinyan Isir, Kinyan Kaspoi. So we still need to explain if what we're saying is true. How do you fit that into the Lashon of the Pasuk? The Pasuk says Kinyan Kaspoi. That sounds like a Kinyan Mammon to me. It doesn't sound like a Kinyan Isir. But I easy b'shitim kubetzos perikapopi suvis baha nochbadam ulad b'atar b'usay chelat. That which the Gemara says they are b'usa eats truma chenemar. But koyin ki yikne kinin kaspoi by nami kinin kaspoi uzok b'shitim kubetzos v'zel shaynoi. By nami kinin kaspoi shekino b'kesef kedushin shaloi ad kan l'shaynoi. What does the shita want? The shita says yeah, she's also kinin kaspoi. Why? Because if it's koiner with this kesef kedushin, something bothered the shita mekubetzos over here. We're trying to explain something to this gemara. The gemara says kinyan kaspoi, you see, and arusa eats truma. So the shita, and she's also kinyan kaspoi. Why? She cannot be kesef kedushin. What's he teaching us? I mean, we know that. We know that that's how kedushin works. So Avi Malum he explains what the shita wants. He says that she here gishbazeh. The shita was bothered by this kasha. Shein kinyan mamon lo oris gabe arusotzai. There is no kinyan mamon. There is no kinyan mamon. By an oris to his arusa, right? Adarabba, the oris is chayiv more mamon to her than she's chayiv to him. In mamon is he's losing out. Yeah, he's got the coin there. Because Papi Isser he's going to her. Yeah, that's what my Rebbe explained it. He's only called the coin by Kedusha because of his surim. That's not the moment. Right? Shenkin the moment of Gabriel Rusotzai. I don't have this either. So I wrote on the side. This is Abin Gulam Lashitosai, who learns that remember we spoke about this at the very beginning. That the Avin Milum learned that she's not owned by him, right? There's Machlokes in Bnei Yeshua. The God may be Makabel Kedushin, an Ashes Ish, be Makabel Kedushin. Remember that? Machlokes in Avin Milum and Bnei Yeshua. So I wrote here on the side, this is Avin Milum, she talks like Kinyan Mummy doesn't have in her. She's not a Kinyan Mummy to him, right? He said, all she is a Kinyan Isser. Makach, remember we had the Machlokes by Ashes Ish, if not for the Chiv Korah. If not to the Chiv Korah, if they should be Makabal Kedushin from the Acher, could she be Makabal or not? So Avin Milum said, because she's not owned. It's not like she's nicknamed to him that she can't be nicknamed to someone else. So Avin Milum, she thought so, he's shtickle. But he's saying, and he's breaking out, is that a Kinyan Mammon? So what is it? It's a Kinyan Isser. Lekad Mefarsh Kinyan Kaspoi, he says what it means. Hainu Shekinah Bekad Kedushin, that's what the Sheet of Makabal wants, according to him. That it's called Kinyan Kaspoi because the Kesef Kedushin is what affects it, the Kinyan Isser. Affects with an A. V'ekla achilosu mishum Kinyan Isser shabah sha'asu l'chal oiz mishum eshas ish. V'keim ish oiz or Kinyan Isser. Nikloi ayyudei Kesef mit the Kinyan Kaspoi. Avada it's the Kinyan Isser that allows you to eat. But that Kinyan Isser is brought about through a Kinyan Kesef Kedushin. So that's called Kinyan Kaspoi. But not Kinyan Kaspoi is that now it's a Kinyan moment like it ever can I need. No, but it's not. Kinyan Kaspoi in the Torah, according to this, means a Kinyan Isser, which is brought about through a Kinyan Kaspoi. Okay, so now, let's talk about outside for a second before we get to the last paragraph inside. There's only one more paragraph, right? Yeah. What do we need? This is what I wrote in the sheet, okay? Let's look at the sheet for a moment.
I got two more pages.
Uh-huh. This is the sheet on top. See, that's what I wrote on top, okay? Siba, you can fix the letters as I read it. Ksiba le'achol b'truma. Why? What's the reason? What allows you to eat truma? Which means in every kinyan and an ishta. Those two people, why they allowed to eat truma? Kinyan ister shabah al yidei kesef. That is the key. So now,
what does that mean?
Let's go on an Eben Ivri for a minute. Now, we had two types of Eben Ivri we had before, a Nirtza and a Bob Shonta. A Nirtza, is a Nirtza nikna with Kesef? No. Now, that's a Chiddush. You could have said he is.
He's
originally Nick Nali Day Money. And then decides to stay.
His 6-year period was he was born for 6 years.
Yeah, okay, so that's not the Milum's learning. I'm just saying it's a chiddush. The Avnim Milum learned that the Maisa of doing the Nirtza is now a new kinyan. You could have learned that the Maisa is just keep him here. But it's a continuation. It's a new kinyan. So the Nirtza is not Nikna with Kesef. Okay? So again, what do we need? We need a kinyan Isser with the kinyan Kesef. Does the Nirtza have a kinyan Isser? Does the other have a kinyan Isser in the Nirtza? Yes, because the Nirtza can has a kinyan Isser in the Nirtza, but it's not Bali the Kesef. So can the Nirtza eat Truma? No. Makes sense why he can. We understand why he can. He has a kinyan, but it's not void they can. So that's number one. Nirtza. Yesh kinyan yisr. Shemut v'shivcha. Aval ein kinyan v'kesef. Fine. Good. That's the pasuk telling you guys. You can't. Oh, one second. You mean...
You just gave me a smartphone. What do I need a pasuk for?
We'll get back. Let's just see what we do for the third guy, then we'll go back. Now, what about a Vav Shonim guy? So here is the Chiddush now. A Vav Shonim guy, there are two types, which we'll see later in the Gemara by the Sugya of Avodim, Dav Yisgala, Dav Tes Vav over there. There are two types of evidence, you know that? There's a Meicher is Atzma. There's a Mechua Bezdin, like a Ganav that Bezdin sells him. And a Meicher is Atzma. He has no money and he sells himself. Now the halacha is, a machru bezdin is mutter in a shivcha, but a meicher is atzma is usher in a shivcha. That's the din, where it's from that from, we'll see all the gemaras later on, where they have all these drushes, okay? So, a meicher is atzma, is it a kinyan kesef? Yeah, it's a kinyan kesef, the Bob Shonim guy, that's how you buy an evidibi, it's a kinyan kesef. But does he have a kinyan isher in him? No. Because a meicher is atzma, it can't marry Shifu Kenaita, so he has no halachic ramifications in his kinyan. So that's number two. Vav Shonim, Moichat Moi, Nikna Bekes, about Osir B'Shifko. So can he eat Truma? No. Can't eat Truma. Now what about number three? Now you have a Machru Bezdin, he's not a Mirza, he's in his 6 years, but he was sold off by Bezdin. What's his status? Oh, so he is Nikna Bekesif. He's not a Nirtza, he's Nikta B'Kassif. And he's Mutta B'Shivcha. So that's called the Kinyan Isser that comes through Kinyan Kassif. So a Machru Bezin, of 6 years, should be able to eat Shuma. Huh? No. So the third drush of everybody brings. Oh, well, which depends which one you want. But our whole kasha was, why do you need three drushes? You have a Toshav that's in Nirtza. I never saw it. It's a Vav Shonim. Why do we need another drasha called Eved Ivri? Yeah? Why do we need another drasha called Eved Ivri? Right? Yeah? That was our kasha. The terrace is, because if I only had two drashas, I'd say, okay, the Mirza can't eat because he's not Nikna B'Kesef. The Vav Shonim guy, maybe that's Shalom HaMoichar, that's my. And the reason he can't eat is because he's not Mutan and Mary Shivko. The master has no kinyan Isser in him. But what about a Bob Shonim guy that was Mechul Bez? Before I'd say he could eat. He has the kinyan Kesef. And he has the kinyan Isser. A Bob Shonim Mechul Bez, the Kari could eat. Kamash Malan, we did a third level of the Joshua. That's what the Teres Kainim's talking about. That's what the Rambam's talking about. said, did you know even that guy can eat? Why not? He's got everything. He's got everything that the Kenani has and everything the Isha has. He's got a kin and Esther. It comes to Kesef. Why is it any worse? Why is the Bachur Bezin of Bob Shonim any worse than the Isha or the Afkanaini? The Teretz is because his kingdom is only temporary. It's not a kingdom of Olam. The Afkanaini is a kingdom of Olam unless he gives him a get to send them out. The Isha is a kingdom of Olam unless he gives him a get to send her out. But here, it's L'chadchil only 6 years. That's not, you need a third, the Kamashim Allah, you need a third factor. Not just a kingdom Isha that comes to a kingdom Kesef. But you need that you're nifnis in the oilam, and that you don't have. But without the third level of drasha, without the third step of toisha, zohar, and Eben Ivri, you wouldn't know this finish. You would have thought that the mechur bezin guy who's there less than who's not a nirza could not get truma. That's what Eben Ivri comes to say. Yeah, you want to see inside? Is that exciting? See inside. The Micha B'Hof writes the Torah's Koinim. Check this out. We'll get back to Yom Yiskash in a minute, but I want to finish this first. The Micha B'Hof writes the Torah's Koinim, Shehevi B'Kes of Mishnah. Now we understand the Torah's Koinim that the Kes of Mishnah brought down. The Reisha Simen. The Torah L'mayit Abedivim Mitzvumo, Afal Gav the Behejik Siv Torah B'Sochol Yoichal. We need a drasha to name a mighty Abedivim, even though the Pasuk already said Torah B'Sochol Yoichal. Why? The Torah when the Torah is going to get into the law, it's Yoisem Eved Ivri. Right. Vagam is Yashu, so now we can understand the Torah is Koinim. Vagam is Yashu, the Rambam, and now we can also understand the Rambam, the cost of the Eved Ivri, who could touch him a soccer. The Yoch Shalom, because the Mishnah, the Torah is Soccer, I know Eved Ivri. What are you talking about? That is an Eved Ivri? He says like this. This is the Torah. So the Fimach Ksavdi, oh, the Afghanini, the Ishtar, Oikum, the Shumahu, and the Kinin is the Shabahem. It's because of the Kinyan Issa. Ucha de Barirna, like we explained. The Kinyan Kaspa, Omar Betruma, Hainu, Shin Nikna, Bekesa. It only, the Kinyan Kaspa just means the Kinyan Issa that was brought about to a Kinyan Kaspa. Lakat, therefore, Iyav, Ksid, Torch of Esacha, Belechud, if it only would have been Torch of Esacha here, Amrina would have said, Torch of the Hainu Nirza in Oicha Betruma. Why not? The Loim Beke Kinyan Kaspa. She ain't a Nirza, Nikna, Elibur Tzio. Yeah, so that's his chiddush that a nirtza is nikna b'ritzia. Others could learn that all ritzia does is prevent, you know, it prevents you from going out. It's amshach of the original kinyan. Well, it's two ways to look at it. You're a nikna for a certain amount of years, but you have a din that you're allowed to go out if you're sick. If you're nirtza, you remove that kinyan from going out until the yoivim. But not that a brand new kinyan starts fresh. You could have learned that.
Why would I
so in that case, why not?
It's up. It's
yeah, it's up. Call from the Yitzhak. No, there's no lack of change at that point. Except that now we can't go out to the Yoyt. No. I'm a cool bed and Mutter Shin Kanadi didn't think
you. I'm a cool bed.
A Moichah Zatzmai? Yeah, so now we have to see. I don't know if Moichah Zatzmai could be coming here too. No, that's true.
Really?
Yeah, it could be. It can't be fun on you. Exactly. We get to the sugars and stuff later on. Let's see. No. Now I'm just going to say because we have no choice.
I'm going to forget anyway.
No. But I think I'm right about that. No. What do you say about that? I think that's true. Okay. Okay. But I'm saying that. Economics. I'm the moon warning. I think the Mishnayos later on are much more like this. I'm the moon. The Mitzvah is a new kingdom. Okay. Okay, I'll go up on him with the shayla. But that's really what he's saying. That the nirtza is not called Kinyan Kesef. On the high time, I ain't a yoytim gear in Kesef. That's why he can't buy himself out, because it's not a Kinyan Kesef anymore. Much less for Rabbi Shaya, the text is read, but for a common to Kedushin. Zabia lo evi maicha baruso. Ilam ishim ditzki shavayis ba'adodi, kim b'gur la'el. Yimkein dinu din yirtzein oichu. Ah, that answers your kashim. That enechinami, if the koyin was makadish ne'arusa with shtar or bia, it really would not allow us to eat shulah, because the Torah says kinyan kaspa. The only reason it does is because of another drasha, that the havayis is kashim la'adodi. There's different ways of making kedushin of a hekesh from each other. But enechinami, you're right. Without that hekesh, Shtaka wouldn't need Truma. It's Kinyan Kasef. But that, what he's saying is, you see that you need Kinyan Kasef. And in Nirtza, it doesn't happen. Kinyan Kasef. So, the, right? So therefore, Imkain Dinu, the Nirtza in Oichav. So a Nirtza, again, might have a Kinyan Isser, Mutta Meshukka can either, but you don't have a Kinyan Kasef. So that's what I'd say. That's why Toshav doesn't need Truma. With Socher, I'd say, what would I say by Socher? Ikon the main mark. In my Marichat Shmoy, the also Meshukka. The Imkain, less than the rabbi, Kinyan Isser, less. Even though it might be Kinyan Kasef, but there's no Kinyan Isser. But can I be Dinu Shloicha with Truma? That makes sense, you shouldn't need Truma. Aval Machu Bezin. But what about a Machu Bezin Shu Kinyan Kasef? Shouldn't it be Kasef? The God Mutta Meshukka, he has both. Okay, he's Kinyan Kasef and he's Mutta Meshukka. But yeah, he's for rabbi by Kinyan Isser. I would think that one can eat Truma already. So like go to Me'arusa Zachelis. But making Nisr Shabbat, he's no worse than the Arusa. She also eats because of the Kin Nisr Shabbat. The Nikah is Kin Kasef, which is Nikah's Bekesef. Hawk and Nami, Evan, Ibish Makhu, Bezin, Nikah's Bekesef, the Yavish Bekin Nisr, Yoichab and Truma. I say that guy can eat. Nisr Mahaki, Yitzir Kach, we know that's why we're doing a new Fasik. But there is Koyanim, Lemaute, this guy, Evan, Ibish Makhu, Bezin. Umishum, the Enel Koni, Kinin Oilom. And why is he Mamayit? Why Tatva is he any worse than the Isha? Because it's not a Kinyan Oilom. Which is a way of saying it's not a full, complete Kinyan. It's a temporary Kinyan. But you shot it to be a Rambam, and now we understand the Rambam, because of the Evidibi, Areyu, Kudoshim Asacher, Kavanosu, he means Evidibi, Shemarchu, Bezdin, Areyu, Kinirza, Umaych Ratzmai. This below Chad the Greyesom. The Nirtz and Meicha Atzmai are missing one component. The Nirtz Eloi V'Kinyan Kasef, or Meicha Atzmai also B'Shitcha. They're both missing one component. U'B'Shitit Lo Yoichu, and therefore by them it's pushed they shouldn't eat. U'Machru Bezdin, but the Machru Bezdin, Afagav the Tremai was to be, he has both components. Like number three on the sheet, Afilo Achri Lo Yoichu. The Chiddush is, even he doesn't eat, She'enu Koni Lo Olam, it's not a complete kidney that goes. It's only a temporary kidney. That's what he answers up.
He's making that up. He said it's not all of them. Where does that come from? Where does he know that? Because all of them is required.
No, from this structure, in the Konami, from this structure. Without this structure, you wouldn't know all of them was required.
Must
that's
be,
correct.
Must be that this
is that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. Right. Without this structure, there are them not required in the Konami. Unbelievable, no? Yes, you want to know what you asked before? You want to know what's Bechal the Chiddush of Toshav itself here? If anyway they're not... So what is the Pasuk? Just say the third guy. I mean, the way of saying it sounds like the only Chiddush... No, the third guy is a Chiddush, though. Right. But that needs a Pasuk. That needs a Pasuk. I didn't understand why you need a Pasuk.
Right.
Because at least he has both Myron. Because you don't know.
Yeah, but you're saying that Arusa is cutting Kinyan. Is that cutting Kinyan?
Yeah, but you wouldn't know that necessarily is the reason to knock him out. Because he has both of the other things. So you're saying, if anyway, in the Nirtza doesn't have Kinyan Kesef, for example.
So how do you know Kinyan Kesef learning a Truma?
No, because it says Kinyan Kesef. Near me say, for example, let's take the Nirtza. Why is the Nirtza out? Of course, Abin Midum is not a Kinyan Kesef. So he's not a Kinyan Kesef. What is special posse? It says Kinyan Kesef. He's not Kinyan Kesef. What do you want? Maybe how goofy the teacher that the news is not Kinyan Kesef.
Why
there's no Kinyan Isser by the stuff here?
Yeah, why do I need to put some cloth for something? If you want to tell me that you need for the Nitz, because he's got two or three things to learn from, the sucker is not included.
No, the sucker has the Kinyan Kesef part. No, even the Merkazatma has the Kinyan Kesef part going for him. which is Kinyan Kashra. Except why does it have a Kinyan Isser? It's telling you that you need to have a Kinyan Isser. Okay, we started out with our Ara by Trey Goofy. Remember Yimmy, Trey Goofy? We said you can't compare Toshi Masakir to Nairin Vagaris because Toshi Masakir is Trey Goofy. She said, what is Trey Goofy? It's two different statuses. A Nairin Vagaris, if she went out as a Nairin, then there's no such thing as a Vagaris Amin Vim. The Toshi Masakir, two different statuses. And near 76 years, two different statuses. Yeah? So you don't need the two different people. You don't need the Trey Goofy means literally two different people. It can be the same Ruvain, just one in the 6 years, and one when he's in the Irtza. So we said, if that's true, then why is Rashi Mashma that it's like two different people standing in front of him right now? Shnei in the base of Shapoyim, Rashi said. What does Rashi say that?
He shook it up by the
last 2 years. So we had, no, okay, so I want to get to that image. I'm just saying, if that is a Diyak, if that is a Kasha. Yeah, but why come on? No,
yeah,
but
the fee
is
the Bulgarian
and the yeah, but why does it say for it? You say
12 people there also, right? Think you have 12.
Yeah, but why is it saying that for two different people at the same time? What does he gain from that?
Makes it clear.
One second, but according to Abu Milun, according to Abu Milun, it can't exist for two different people. Why? Why? Because Toshi Masakir is a Nirta and a what? What's the Sakhi? In the Drushan, the Sakhi is a Maikhar Satsuma. And like I said before, which now I see I was right,
a Nirta
Dalam is Bey, a Maikhar Satsuma can't become a Nirta. Nirta is automatically Makhud Bezdin. So Zik are two different people. The Trey Goofy, according to this Drushan, has two different people. Because the Toshi is a Nirta, the Sakhi is a Maikhar Satsuma, and the third guy in the Toshi is Koinim. He is a Machul Bezdin of less than 6 years. So he is the guy that can one day become a Nirza. But the Meir Zatma can never one day become a Nirza. The Trey Goofy can't be the same Reuven just earlier on and later on. It has to be Reuven and Shimon. Now, is that what Rashi meant? That would be, I don't know. But it's very geschmack. But one thing I want to tell you is this. It could be, I'm not sure this is what you meant about possible, but I'm just going to look a little bit. It could be it's not such a deal. A good man doesn't mean the cloud. A good man doesn't mean the cloud that two different people in front of us in the Kohen's house at the same time. It could just be Rashi means at two different times. What do I mean? Raj is coming to Salafuki from the Naira and the Bagaris. By the Naira and the Bagaris, what the pshat is like this. If she goes out from the Odin, which is a Naira, then a Bulgaris will never be in the Odin's house. The Bulgaris will never be in the Odin's house. Mashenkin by the Nirta and by the Babshonim, the Babshonim could be in the Kohen's house, and the Nirta could be in the Kohen's house. That's what Rashi means to say. Not that they're both there now. We had a Kasha, why is they both there now? That's not the point that they're both there now. So the same is the Avon Milum, it's the Shmak, that it's not can't be the same person just later on, so Mishmael is the two people. But I'm just saying, the Etzem Dik itself could be that it's not what it means to Chal and Rashi. It's two people. It could not mean it's the same Reuven. It just means that there's an Epsharis that both of these types of both Halakhic statuses of a Bog Shon and the Nirta, because Eitz could be in the Kohen's house, whereas a Bulgaris can never be in the other's house. Because she, by definition, already left. You see that? That's a little bit different than you.